relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
How should we judge success for you on Tuesday? Your campaign hasn't pointed to a state you're going to win. You've talked about it being a delegate strategy, and that is what it's about. It's about getting delegates. But tell me where you're going to get these delegates.
Well, we believe that there are places from coast to coast in districts across different states where our message is resonating particularly well. We'll be looking at the math as we continue to push and make the most of the resources that we have. And I think what matters most right now is calling Americans to that vision of what it could be like in this country if we could turn the page on the toxic and divided character of our politics right now. Look, there is already an American majority that agrees with us.
Was that 6 months ago? Was that 6 days ago? No, that was, hello guys, that was Mayor Pete Buttigieg, less than 24 hours ago, talking about his strategy for going forward to become the Democrat nominee for presidential candidate. And then something happened. Pete, what happened? Did you hear that Mad Magazine is relaunching and they need somebody to model for Alfred E. Newman? I don't know. What happened? Because you withdrew. Were you given a sweet deal? Did Joe Biden say, I need your delegates, little boy? Give me your delegates right now. Like he said to Amy Klobuchar. Clearly why she pulled out of the race and is going to give Biden her delegates tonight. Oh, what a tangled web they weave. It's the swamp. It's the rat's nest. It's the Democrat Party. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We have so much to discuss. We have things to celebrate, things to commemorate, information to pass on to you. And we have you yourselves, the callers. And I'm going to break my own rules because I can. The phone number, the board is full. But if anybody drops off, the number is 833-334-6752. That's 833-33-GORKA. And the text line, our patriotmobile.com text line, is 703-869-1262. Patriot Mobile, these are the good guys. If you don't want to be with the big ones, you know, Verizon, AT&T, and Sprint that support Planned Parenthood, support gun control, transfer your phone. You can transfer the number. It's so easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. This is the only company, phone company, that supports your causes, that donates a certain portion of your bill to Second Amendment, to pro-life, and to upholding the U.S. Constitution. Great guys. I didn't even have to do a live read there, but I love them so much. We had them on the show at CPAC. Did you check out? We broke our record. 18 guests in one day. And even if, you know, Diamond and Silk are one, as John my social media maven says, we still broke the record. Thank you, John. 17. Still broke it. We're going to go straight to your calls right now. Let's go to our good friend, our faithful friend, calling from Brooklyn, Judy. Line three.
Hi.
Are you going to tell me something? She always says, I'm going to tell you something. Are you going to tell me something, Judy?
Well, I really have a serious thing to discuss. But before that, it is still serious. Two things. You made me laugh my head off on Friday. You have no idea how you sounded. You were hysterical. It was great.
I was having fun. CPAC was like a rock concert.
and you're going to say, okay, I'm going to behave in your act, and I go, and I'm testing you. No, please misbehave.
I'm always misbehaving, just a little bit.
Yeah, but today you made me cry.
Oh.
Today you made me cry. And before I get to, and I'm going to get to my serious topic, but this is also serious. I text you something. I'm going to read a little bit off, not all of it. We, your radio family, want to give you a huge hug to hold the little kid in you who shockingly lost your precious, loving mother. I want you to know I have tears right now. When I heard that, I was like devastated.
That's right.
Felt your loss. I felt whatever you went through and your mother suffering like that. And I'm a very emotional person. I'm very passionate. I care about a fly. I'm crazy with that. And I'm proud of it too, by the way. I'm not embarrassed of it. So we all hug you for your loyal family. I'm sure I'm talking for everybody. And
that means
the guy that called, he doesn't realize there's so much to you. You know, you come off as a tough guy, and you are a tough guy. But at the same time, there's so much to you, and you're such a sensitive person, you know, in every area.
Don't ruin my street cred, Judy.
I know. Dr. Gorka.
but Judy, before you tell me, what are you going to tell me?
Yes. Okay.
That means a lot to me. Thank you, Judy.
I'm sure. And we really, really love you. We all love you collectively. It's unbelievable. President Trump said something. He said a lot of stuff, but he said, "So it would be so much easier if the press would just tell the truth." Do you remember that?
Yes.
And this is my point. And you were talking to the young lady.
It was one of those. It's fascinating. So I was watching the speech at home because of my leg, and it was a pivotal moment. He caught himself, and there was depth. There was real, you know, he really meant it. He said, you know, it would be so much. That's funny you mention it. He said it would be so much easier if they told the truth.
He means everything he says. He speaks from the heart. He's very open. And you should know, when he announced that he's going to run, the thought in my mind was, we should be so lucky. But I want to tell you something. They're afraid of the truth. And I want to point out of all the myriad of lies, here is a lie. And this is what's scary. And people today believe it. And that's why we've got to keep fighting for the truth and bringing out every you know, truth to lies and truth to everything against them, to give it out to the public, because they don't know. They try to fool the public. Do you remember the cages? They blamed it on Donald Trump.
Yes, the children cages, in the cages. Yep.
They knew it was Obama. They knew, the press, the media, everyone. They knew it was Obama who did it in 2014.
And when they were caught, they still kept using it.
That's right. And people believe it.
They still believe it. It's shocking.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you know what? Bless you. You're there. You're speaking the truth. We try to speak the truth. I do my part. We all do our part. We've got to just hit them hard with the truth. They're afraid of it. We got to just truth.
I like it. That could be one of our new bumper stickers. Hit them hard with the truth. Not like Alex Jones, that punk who thinks he's going to destroy me. Alex Jones, I'm going to accept your challenge, but wait till the spin that I'm going to put on it, you silly little man. Judy, love you. Be good. And
right.
Let's
Take
keep
care.
Going to your cause. Let's go to Pat in California, who's been waiting for a while. Line 5, welcome, Pat.
Yes, Dr. Gorka, I just wanted to call and remind everyone the importance tomorrow of voting and getting rid of Adam Schiff. I'm in his district, and I mean, you talk about calling people. I've called everybody I know for the last month to vote for Eric Early, the Republican.
Yes. And what's the feeling? Is there a shot? What's the sense in that district? Or is this man so recognized with such name recognition that Adam Schiff will be reelected?
I don't know if he's got money, and I haven't seen one thing in the area for his advertising because he feels he doesn't have to do
Interesting.
It.
Interesting. So maybe he's taken things for granted.
That's what I'm kind of thinking, that he pulled his horns in. But I want everyone listening, please call your friends, call everyone, and tell them to vote for Eric Early, the Republican. And on the ballot, there's like 8 running in that seat.
Yes, it's ridiculous. I know.
And on my ballot, Eric Early's name is the last one on the bottom. And so please be aware of that, because we have to get rid of him. We have to.
Yeah, this is massively important. God bless you, Pat, for reminding us. This man is the most mendacious individual on Capitol Hill, and it's about time he was replaced. Let's go to Alicia, who's been very, very patient in San Antonio. Line one, Alicia, welcome to America First.
First of all, my condolences to you about your mom.
Thank you.
And I am just a year younger than her.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, and I have a wonderful son as well.
Look after yourself, my friend. Look after yourself.
I will. I will. But I wanted to express to everybody, we also have a primary tomorrow here in San Antonio, Texas. Please get out and vote. Do your homework. We are, it seems like we might be running a little low here from what I'm gathering. And I just beg you all to please get out and vote. And remember, in November, we got to help Mr. Trump drain the swamp. So please, please vote in your congressional districts to get our Congress flip back and keep our Senate.
Let's be very, very...
everybody to get out.
This is incredibly... incredibly important, and I really appreciate you waiting patiently, Alicia. This is my message to everyone out there, in California as well. All of you matter. Every single one of you matters, especially in a primary that sets the stage for everything else. It's 245 days to go, but if you're in a primary district tomorrow, do the right thing and make sure that you get others who can't be bothered to do the right thing as well. Wow, what a great, great bunch of guys and calls you are. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. The number is 833-334-6752.
Soleimani was the, they call him the father of the roadside bomb. He thought it was great. Oh, the great bomb. And, you know, he thought it was great. It kept getting bigger and more sophisticated. One young man, he said, my last day, it was my last day in Afghanistan. And they had the mine detectors. And he said, I trusted this man with my life. He was the best. I've never seen anything like it. He could detect those. We felt so safe. But unfortunately, his last day, they made him out of plastic so you couldn't detect him. And it went off, killed the man who was the detector, and badly, badly injured a lot of people. And he was one of them. And he said, think of it, sir. I said, why did it go off? He said, because they made it out of plastic, and the plastic doesn't get detected by the metal detector. And that was the last day, and he lost his legs. But we took that son of a bitch out, didn't we, huh?
Isn't it just good to live in a country where you have a president who says that? I'm sorry. I may have gone to a private school in England for 13 years, been in the debate club, and spoken all proper. But I do like it in an age of terrorism, jihadism, when we have a president who said, we got that son of a bitch. Am I going to get in trouble for saying that, Mr. G? Is that bad? Is that naughty for saying that? Should I have said SOB instead?
No, I think you're good.
Okay, thank you. Because if the president said it, right? I mean,
it's news.
It is. It's news. Yeah, right. I like it. He's so sharp.
Plus, it's too late now anyway.
It is. You know, the dump button is gone. The 8 seconds. You can't. Shad is just, it's nothing. We can't go back in. Superman, he flew backwards and, you know, spun the earth backwards. But no, too late. Anyway, I enjoyed it. My friends, seriously, it is the season of Lent. It is time to think a little of others, to think of how we give back. People think at Christmas it's the time to give back. No, this is the most important time of the year if you're a Christian. This is the season where we celebrate God's ultimate act of sending his only son to die for us and take our sins upon himself. Christmas is wonderful, the birth of our Savior, but this is when we were saved. How about us saving our fellow man. I'm going to give you that opportunity right now, and you don't even have to get out of your chair. There are people out. I know America first. I get it. And we're there. Look at the economy. Look at the military. Look at everything. Now, let's give a little back to those who don't live in the most blessed nation in God's earth. I'm talking of the children of Guatemala. I'm talking of our Food for the Poor program. Now, just listen. Just listen to Paul Jacobs of Food for the Poor.
Thanks, Dr. Gorka. You're making a difference right now, telling your listeners how important it is that this Food for a Year and Water for Life is making for a child or a family. So you right now can make a difference in the life of a child or even a family to provide them Food for a Year, Water for Life.
Thank you. Yes. And you know how easy it is? You just go to my website. You just go to sebgorka.com and you click on the Feed Starving Families banner. That's SEBGORKA.com, Feed Starving Families banner. And any amount is appreciated. But think of this, $80 may sound like a lot to you, but what is that? That's a meal out for a couple of you, three of you maybe, wherever you live in San Francisco, maybe it's one and a half of you. But for $80, you are providing food and clean water for a child for a year. Not for one meal, for a year. And that is when you're doing God's work. You can call them if you want. It's 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-HOPE. Or just go to my website, sebgorka.com, SEBGORKA. And go to the Feed Starving Families banner. Let's do some good. I thank you. The children you help will thank you. We have a very, very exciting couple of segments coming up for you. We have just recorded earlier this afternoon an exclusive hour-long interview with somebody who is a central figure in the Russiagate hoax, in the conspiracy, the coup that was a illegal operation spying on the Trump campaign, and then a coup against the President of the United States. We have Svetlana Lukova in studio. She was with us for a very short segment at a noisy, busy CPAC, and I said, if she's in town, we've got to get her in here for an hour. And just for you as a treat, the cabinet members get the whole hour long. We've got two excerpts on very important questions, such as, who is Stephen Halper? And how is he central to the biggest political scandal of the modern age in the United States? But first, let's commemorate and celebrate. Because in the case of Andrew Breitbart, that's the right thing to do. 8 years ago yesterday, we lost Andrew Breitbart. Far too early. And we owe him so much. He was in his early 40s. And he was the man who helped wake America up. And on this, the day after the anniversary of his loss, we need to celebrate what this man did for us. And here's a little audio cut from the great, the irrepressible Andrew Breitbart.
What I started to realize at cocktail parties, at pool parties, around my friends and their family, people who inhabited the mainstream media, who inhabited Hollywood, is that the cocktail parties, they would talk about flyover countries as if these were some type of heathens or that they were beneath contempt. NBC, for instance, did, who criticizes the Acorn undercover videos to a great extent, saying that this is illegitimate form of undercover video investigation. For Dateline, went undercover to a NASCAR rally pretending to be Muslims. Why did they do that? Because they wanted to get people from flyover country, those people who would dare like NASCAR, to say intemperate or racist things to the passing Muslims. Is that this constant treatment of flyover country with this Talladega Nights sort of, these people are stupid, these people are idiot, these people dress funny, they're not cool, I'm an L.A. dude, and enough is enough. I don't think that they should be treated with more contempt than they treat actual criminals in this country.
He is a man who stood up to the swamp, stood up to the so-called elite. And most important of all, he's a truth-teller who never backed down and always stood up to the bullies. And that's what we all have to do in an age where wearing a red hat that says Make America Great Again can result in having physical violence exercised against you. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600. This is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Read Andrew Breitbart's Righteous Indignation, Chapter 6, changed my life, and it's why I wrote The War for America's Soul. Back with a special excerpt with Svetlana Lukova. Welcome back, friends, to Gorka's Cabinet. Last week was an incredible week. All kinds of things happened, but we had a record-breaking 18 guests on the last day of our broadcast from CPAC, and one of them was an individual who I've invited back because one short segment at an incredibly busy CPAC isn't enough in terms of what she has to share with you about the things the mainstream media definitely doesn't want you to know. So we've invited her back, and she is Svetlana Lukova. You can follow her on Twitter, Real S. Lukova, L-O-K-H-O-V-A. She's a historian and expert on the Soviet Union, matters to do with intelligence in the Cold War. And the reason she's here is, well, it's twofold. Number one, she was embroiled unjustly in Russiagate and in the framing of General Flynn. And secondly, because she has a book that will be out later this year called The Spider, Stefan A. Halper and the Dark Web of a Coup. Svetlana Lukova, welcome back to our show.
Hello, Sebastian, and it's a great honor for me to meet with you again and also to speak directly to your wonderful audience.
Well, it's very easy for me to be excited about having you here for a longer chat because my mentor, the person I look up to so much, is John Batchelor, the master of long-form radio. And how long were you on his show for recently? How many hours?
I think 4 hours, and we still haven't finished.
4 hours, okay. We're going to try and start here with a little bit of mapping the territory of what happened to you and what our listeners, what our viewers need to know. First things first, for those who aren't familiar with who you are, Svetlana, tell us a little bit about your background and what you did in the UK.
Sure. So I was born in Moscow, Russia, and aged 18, I immigrated to United Kingdom, becoming a British subject, and I enrolled at the University of Cambridge, which is one of the world's best universities, and I'm a historian. And I done my, you know, master's, well, undergraduate studies and master's at Cambridge, and I was in the process of writing my PhD at Cambridge University, and I also published my first book, The Spy Who Changed History, which is an academic book, but it's also hopefully a good read. It's about Soviet espionage in the 1930s in America, including.
And is that what your PhD dissertation
was
on?
Right. So actually, the book was going to, and still hopefully will be, become my PhD, because it's based on my very long period of research in the Soviet archives. So it's archival.
So
based.
It had nothing to do with a crossfire hurricane, with Obama, with John Brennan. You specialized on events happening 90 years ago in the Soviet Union in America.
That's correct. And whilst I was at Cambridge working on my PhD, which became this book, I was regularly invited because Cambridge, as a top university, one of the top universities in the world, it attracts various distinguished guests. We had everyone from Gorbachev into politicians into, for example, various heads of security services. We had former head of Mossad coming to visit us, and we actually had General Flynn. General Flynn, at the time when he came to Cambridge University, was the head of Defense Intelligence Agency for Obama.
Yes, as a three-star general, U.S. Army, he was the head of the DIA.
Right. So he was doing a trip around Europe, talking about DIA and sort of promoting that. And he came to Cambridge University and gave an electric presentation.
What year is this that he comes to Cambridge?
2014. And then because, of course, General Flynn was such a huge superstar, the university, and in particular, a gentleman called Sir Richard Dearlove. So Sir Richard Dearlove is somebody who used to head British Security Services, MI6, also known as SIS,
Secret Service.
Right. And this is basically British equivalent of CIA.
Right.
And after his retirement, he became a master of a Cambridge college. Master is an honorary position for distinguished people. And as part of that, he invited General Flynn to dinner in General Flynn's honor. And also present there was a gentleman called Professor Christopher Andrew.
He's very famous, the doyen of intelligence studies in the UK, authored numerous books, especially with regards to the Matrokhin files. So you've got the former head of MI6, you've got the head of American Defense Intelligence, you've got Christopher Andrew, who I've been following for years, and then you're also there for this event.
Right. So I'm also there because I'm a student of Christopher Andrew. In fact, one of the first people I ever met in Britain on a professional basis was Christopher Andrew. So when I was a kid, pretty much 18-year-old, I was just blown away by his amazing knowledge of history. He was the head of history faculty.
Right.
And actually it was Christopher Andrew who introduced me to the study of intelligence. So up until that point, I was a regular historian.
So this is where Russiagate really begins, especially for this lady. She's Svetlana Lukova. Follow her on Twitter, Real S Lukova, Lokhova, and go to russiagate.co.uk. It's a beautiful day here where we are. Whenever the weather changes, you've got to be super careful. Do what I do. Get that extra boost with Balance of Nature. Balanceofnature.com. When you took those six little capsules, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables, you are taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. And if you order now using my name, you'll get 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. That's balanceofnature.com, 800-246-8751. But whichever way you do it, you've got to use the secret code. G-O-R-K-A, balanceofnature.com. So you have a dinner.
We have a dinner. And numerous people are invited. Majority of the people are the very distinguished people.
This is not a secret thing. This is people know it's happening. So, it's by invitation, but it's not
Right. It's a big deal because he's the head of Defense Intelligence Agency. Of course, Americans don't allow their heads of intelligence agencies just walk into a room and meet random strangers. Right. It just won't happen.
Right.
For their
so
own security.
So these people are vetted. This is a special event. There's a dinner for the former head of MI6, and then you're invited as well.
Vetted by both sides.
By the British,
who have to provide security.
And as somebody who's studying Soviet-era intelligence issues, is part of some kind of... There's some kind of consortium or some kind of group of scholars. What is the group called?
So there's something called Cambridge Intelligence Seminar.
Okay, the Cambridge Intelligence Seminar, and you're part of this.
That's right. So it meets once a week, and I've been a member for 20 years of this, or 19 years of that seminar. And we meet, it's an academic forum, so there's nothing secret about it, because right. we're talking about events long gone or unclassified. But it's basically...
A group of scholars
meeting every Friday, discussing their research. And as part of being that group, or part of that group, I'm invited to this dinner, because they want to show off Cambridge University and Christopher Andrew and Richard Dilloff. They want to show off to General Flynn what great researchers, if I may say so myself, Cambridge has. That's how they introduce me. And I'm asked to bring a document which I recently discovered in Stalin's archive, which is a postcard of Stalin when he was hunted. So he was on the wanted list
of the Okhrana, or the former secret police
right.
of Tsarist Russia.
And you then, know everything.
Well, look, I know a little. And so you found a postcard
right.
that what had his wanted face?
No, it's his handwriting. So he's hiding from the secret police.
Right.
He's Joseph Stalin, right? But he, by that
well,
stage...
Before he's Joseph Stalin.
Right, because yeah, he's Djugashvili, right?
Djugashvili.
That's his real name.
Right.
And Djugashvili is on the run. He's a young man, and he writes a postcard to a friend of his to tell, because he used a fake passport to escape the surveillance.
Right.
And he writes a postcard to advise his friends he's safe, right?
Okay.
And that gets intercepted by the Okhranka. But then when Stalin becomes a head of the state,
he finds that intercepted postcard, and then you find it in the
archive. In his archive, and nobody found it before. So
and
that's
you wanted
a
to
huge
say,
discovery.
Cool, this is amazing, and you wanted to show this thing, this piece of history to the then director of intelligence
right.
here
so,
in America.
So actually, you know, as somebody relatively junior at the table, I was just sitting there quietly, right? Because the higher-ups were talking, and you just sit there and nod. I was sat next to... So the way it works is I was sat further than you and me, because I was sort of on the right. Richard Dilloff was sitting basically in my place, and General Flynn was sitting where you were sitting.
Right.
And
protocol,
I only...
The high,
right, right. Protocol. So it's the
right.
host...
Right.
Opposite the person who is the guest of honor. And I was only sat next to Richard Dilloff because I was the only woman in the room. And the British tradition is if you're the only woman in the room, you have to sit next to the host.
Right. There's protocol and then there's good manners.
Right. So I was sat next to Richard Dilloff, next to Richard Dilloff. And so Richard Dilloff and Christopher Andrew was sitting next to General Flynn on the opposite side. They were the ones towards the end of the dinner when they discussed whatever important, you know, big affairs the men were discussing. They asked me to show this document. And I had it on my iPad. So I pass it on to Richard Dilloff. He passes it on to General Flynn. And there was actually kind of a little jokey commotion because they all wanted to look at this document and Stalin's handwriting.
So you have the reproduction of this postcard.
Right.
The Stalin, the person on the run before he became Stalin, sent to his friends to say he's safe, that was intercepted by the Tsarist secret police, that then ended up in the KGB archive that you found. And it's just a light moment. It's sharing, hey, look what we have here at Cambridge. And that's your level. It's not even, it doesn't really do interaction with General Flynn, does it?
It was, and technically speaking, I didn't even pass
you
that.
You're not even the person showing it.
Right.
Okay, so let's stop that for a second. And then in just a minute or two, In the years that follow, what will you eventually be accused of being and of having done, Svetlana?
So my life, you know, continues as normal after the dinner. Everyone is excited it went well. Then we have another exciting guest, and everyone forgets about this.
Business as usual.
Yes, and my career just grows within Cambridge University. I teach students. In fact, I'm starting co-authoring this book, originally with Professor Christopher Andrew. And then on a fateful day in 2017, that's 3 years after this, you know, it was an important event at the time.
3 years
later. Long forgotten. I suddenly have newspapers descending on me.
In the UK.
And US. US newspapers.
No, but you're in the UK.
I am in the UK.
And the American and British journalists. Why?
And they all have my surname. They all have my email address. And all of them contact me and accuse me of inappropriate relationship with General Flynn, a man I met once in my whole life to date.
So you're married, living in the UK.
Just had a baby.
And then you are some kind of suddenly some Mata Hari honeypot that is part of the whole Russia collusion hoax.
Right. And I don't understand where it's coming from, right? Because it's one after another. So all this publication contact me within 48 hours of each other. And people...
So there seems to be some kind of coordination.
Coordinate and the same source, right? And even to the point where David Ignatius of Washington Post, who is a very eminent journalist...
In some circles,
but also very closely associated with the CIA, to the point where there are jokes about him having a parking space there. Right. He, of course, I don't know it then. It's only now that I'm researching my book, I found all of this out. But David Ignatius goes to the extent of flying, and he's not a young man, flying from Washington to London, which is an 8-hour flight and plus time to get to and from an airport. And he wants to meet me, lowly, you know, researcher at Cambridge University. And he contacts his friend, dear friend, Christopher Andrew. I mean, it's a very small world. And two of them insist, knowing that I've just had a baby, that I need to meet this random journalist I never heard of.
So this is how our guest, Svetlana Lukova, go to svetlanalukova.com, becomes one of the key actors, personalities, unbeknownst to her, in what will, as far as I'm concerned, be called Obamagate. Check out what she has to know at russiagate.co.uk. And we are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios, back in studio after CPAC. So excited. ReliefFactor.com, natural pain relief that works, that has no negative side effects, and actually attacks the cause of your pain, the inflammation. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering their 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Tens of thousands of Americans are taking Relief Factor right now. See their testimonials at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack, which will be at your door in 3 days or less. And it's my guarantee, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it for 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you like it works for me. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Absolutely incredible. But that's the severity of the issue. We had not only an unprecedented intelligence operation, an illegal, politically motivated intelligence operation against a presidential campaign. We now know that multiple FISA warrants were illegal. Thanks to the testimony of not only the various incredible documents from Devin Nunes and others, but also the testimony of people like Svetlana Lukova, the fact is we now know that it was a real coup against a sitting president, the 45th president of the United States. We only know a fraction of what truly transpired, but we know that the FBI under James Comey, we know that the CIA under John Brennan and also the NSA was involved in spying against candidate Trump and then President Trump. There is a hero in all of this. There is, of course, Mike Rogers, the then head of the NSA, Admiral Rogers, who, when he found out, he told President-elect Trump that he was being spied upon. For more details, see the incredible work so far by Dan Bongino, his book on Russiagate. See the two books, Russia Hoax and Witch Hunt, by our friend, regular guests on this show, Greg Jarrett, as well. And then perhaps the media platform, the website that has done the most work, very, very impressive, is Epoch Times, The Epoch Times, spelled E-P-O-C-H, TheEpochTimes.com. Check that newspaper out. Get a subscription because they've been working very, very hard. And then, of course, the incredible work of investigative journalists like Sarah Carter, John Solomon, and Lee Smith. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to join our subscription service. It's called Gorka's Cabinet. Go to sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. And click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner. $59.95 for the year. You get not only this show, all 3 hours without the commercial breaks, you get access to much, much more, like the full interview with Svetlana and behind-the-scenes videos, analysis, my take on the real news behind the fake news industrial complex, and so very, very much more. That's Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. Wherever you are, my friends, whatever you're doing. I know it's Monday. Mondays are always tough, but especially keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Never give up. Never give in. Because that's who we are here at America First. And as always, my friends, stay frosty.